Hello, welcome to this podcast. These are the daily audio devotions from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, as they are prepared by Pastor Adam Moline. You can check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, if you want to get more of these particular devotions. They're also available in video format on our YouTube page. Let's get into today's devotion. Hello and welcome to our daily devotion today from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Pastor Adam Moline. Today we're going to continue our look at the life of King David, specifically in how it is fulfilled in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Speaking of, Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Today we're going to read the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9. And David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." And the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan, but he is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar." The king David then sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father. And you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant, that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you remember back to earlier in the life of King David, his best friend and compatriot was Jonathan, the son of the former king, Saul. David and Jonathan were best friends. Jonathan even understood and believed that David would become the king of Israel, even though he was the rightful heir, at least in human thinking. Jonathan and David were friends, but Saul was killed in battle, and Jonathan along with him. It's after this that David ascends to the throne of Israel and has now consolidated his rule as king of Israel. And now he looks back and he sees what he can do to take care of his friend's son, to love his neighbor, to provide for his best friend in their time of need. Mephibosheth is not in the best of situations. His father has been killed in battle. Mephibosheth maybe didn't even know his father for very long. Mephibosheth was born lame in both feet. He's unable to walk. Mephibosheth struggles day in and day out because all of his land was taken from him at the death of his father and grandfather. He's gone from being the heir of the throne to now a lame beggar. So David shows compassion to him. David restores land to him and servants to him. David even allows Mephibosheth to take part in his court, to sit at his table, and to eat with him always. In a sense, David does for Mephibosheth what Jonathan did for David. In fact, Mephibosheth's name means the ending of shame. And it's not really his true name. In the book of Chronicles, you can find he has a different name, Merib-Baal. And here, David gives him this nickname. All the shame that was placed upon him by the death of his father and grandfather, by the taking of the kingdom away, has ended with him, who now sits and eats at the king's table. Dear friends in Christ, the same thing is true for you. With your sin, you too had shame. You have sinned against God by your thoughts, word, and deeds. You have done what is wrong by your fault, your own most grievous fault. You deserve shame and death and hell. And yet, Christ your Lord comes to you. He takes away your shame. He washes you clean in the waters of baptism. He sends his word out that you are now a member of his royal court. And he invites you to eat at his altar, to eat at his table, the wedding feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end, where you eat the very body and blood of Christ, crucified and risen, to bring you forgiveness, life, and salvation. Once you had shame, but now in Christ, your shame has ended. Your nickname also is Mephibosheth in that sense. For Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.